Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. And I think I'm going to call it defining a shared space. We talk about several things and, you know, living with adult children and that kind of thing. We talk about storage spaces, but really where we get into the tough stuff is when we talk about sharing her craft space with her husband for his home office. So how to kind of think through that, how to use that, how to make it work for everybody. So we discuss that in this session. Thanks for being patient with me. I know I normally try to, you know, do some strategy sessions and some individual podcasts, because I know we have different people who love either or of those. But I did turn in my manuscript for my next book, which is not going to come out for another year. But anyway, and I was scrambling and I have scheduled a million things this week. And so one of those things was to record this. And I thought, you know what, it's just going to have to go out because I don't also have time to record another podcast. But we will get back to being a little more normal here within the next week or so. I also apologize that my sound is a little bit awkward. I have a different microphone because I forgot to bring my microphone out to my office because it, you know, usually stayed out here, and then life happens. And when you're going back and forth, then anyway, it's just been one of those weeks, and I'm trying to get back to normalish. Not like I've ever been normal, but you know what I mean. All right. So just a reminder too, if you would like to apply to do one of these sessions, I take these applications from those who are members of my Patreon group. So if you would like to join that, we talk about it at the end, what she loves about being a kindred spirit. But if you'd like to check out what it would mean to be a kindred spirit, you can go to patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. That's patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. All right, here is my conversation with Sharon. Sharon, thank you so much for being willing to come on.
You're very welcome.
I'm so excited to meet you. So tell me a little bit about yourself, your unique life situation.
Well, I'm a mother of, I have four. My husband has three. We have my adult children. Mine range from 35 on down to 27. My husband's kids are 27 on down to 21. And right now we currently have two of his kids living with us. I had a daughter that was living with us and she got married because she had moved back home and then moved back out. So now it's just two left. So that's what we're dealing with. And I have two cats, two dogs. I am a nanny. I do that. And then also a children's book author. So
yay. We were talking about your children's book before. When does that come out?
It already came out. Lula's Big Lollipop Lie. So it's available in all kinds of places, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble's and all those places. So,
all right. So you are a blended family. Mm-hmm. And can I ask you how, like, what the timeline is for all of that?
As far as?
Like, how long have you been married?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We've been married for over 14 years now. He works from home.
have these kids lived with you?
Yes, all that they time? Have lived with us. They started living with us in 2014, two of them.
Okay.
And then, yeah. And then the other ones were in college. My kids were in college. And yes, and the other ones were, one was with a mother. And
so. Okay. All right, so let's talk about your things that are working really well for you. Like what?
Oh, the things that are working well for me. Definitely running the dishwasher. That has been something that now I'm just like, make sure there's nothing. Actually, I get to the point where I don't want anything in my sink. Dishes in my sink. But I have a routine where I'll run it at night before I go to bed. Or if that doesn't happen, then I'll run it first thing in the morning because I get up around 5 before everybody else gets up. That gives me an hour to run the dishwasher and have it empty before anybody else gets up and is able to put any dishes in the sink.
Okay. So
but
you wait until the morning to run it.
Sometimes. Only reason why I've had to do it here lately is because our hot water, we have to turn the hot water off. It's a plumbing issue, but I turn it on first thing in the morning, or I turn it on before I go to bed when the plumbing was right. No, listen, you can edit that out, but
you want to take out.
No, you don't have to take that out. I'm just saying that's the problem. We have a situation that we have a plumbing situation. Our hot water will run and run and run out of a faucet, and we have to have someone come and fix it. And we're renting the house, so you have to go through the landlord and all that stuff. Anyways, so temporarily, I have been doing it like at 5 in the morning, and then it runs for an hour wash, and then I empty it out. And I, you know, unload it, and that way people can start putting the dishes in throughout the day. Because there's really no reason to have any dishes in the sink. And everybody knows it now. Used to be that dishes would start piling up. And when I worked full time during the day, it was really hard for me to. But since my schedule changed, now I'm able to get everybody else in the routine of making sure the dishwashers run at night when it's able to, or, you know, making sure everybody puts the dishes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate that you talking about that, because I do feel like that is something that a lot of us struggle with is it's mm-hmm. like, okay, this was working. And then it always feels like something happens.
Yes.
You have an issue with the hot mm-hmm. water, whatever. And yet you found a way to mm-hmm. adjust. To
yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I didn't want to stress out about it at night, you know, because, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do? It may not run right because there's not any hot water in it. So anyway, so now that's taken care of. So the dishes is definitely one of the biggest impacts at first. And then now it's, you know, like, you know, other things, too. So.
Right. So tell me something else that has had a big
impact. Okay. Decluttering. I have gone through and I have decluttered various rooms. Right now I'm in my guest room, which is a guest room now. It used to be I defined the space. And that's why I'm in here right now, because I don't want to disturb my husband and his and our crafts. But just decluttering things, I've donated a lot of things that, you know, were not useful. And I've also had, you know, had other people, hey, if you have something, you know, we'll declutter it. I have someone come and pick up donations at least once a month.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. And that's also helped.
Is that a local service?
It is the Vietnam Veterans Pick Me Up, Please. And they will come to your house and pick it up. So,
okay.
I don't know if they have it everywhere else, but definitely here. It's so nice that they'll come pick it up, and I just put it out there. No, they don't pick up big pieces of furniture, only pick up something that you can pick up, but, you know, it's not too heavy with your hands. Or, right. But yes, I've donated all kinds of stuff from, you know, small appliances, clothes that I'm not wearing, the people we've grown out of, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. So that's helped a lot.
I do think that is in a lot of larger cities. I know that was when my mom always was putting bags out on the front.
Yes.
So be excited when you.
Yes, I'm very thankful. Yeah, I'm very thankful. Great. Very thankful for that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So what are some of the situations you'd like to discuss?
Well, here's the thing. I have decluttered a lot of things, but there's, you know, other people in the house that still might have some decluttering to do. And I'm not really sure how. I don't want to like force myself on it. You know, hey, I need you to do this. I'm just trying to find ways to help, as far as I will go in and, you know, either take out some trash from someone's room or my husband's desk, just things like that, trying to get other people's clutter, you know, not to get into the common areas, so to speak, but just kind of helping them, not telling them what to do, just helping them, you know, what I can do to help them with their clutter.
Okay. Yeah. So other people's stuff is always a challenge. It's
yes.
also the issue that you're talking about adults here, mm-hmm. right? And so, mm-hmm. So where when the kids are younger, it's more like, okay, this is my kitchen and you yes. come in. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, okay, we have a shared kitchen at this.
Yes. Point. Yes, right. Exactly.
Okay. Do you have a standard set of things that you use, or have there been like things that have come in? Like I know when my son moved home from college, at one point he brought all his stuff. Like, and yes, I was like, oh, yes. I have an extra calendar and an extra mm-hmm. skillet and an extra that. And some of them I was like, oh, I like this one. But
yeah,
but it just kind of it was this whole thing that we had to then go, all right, let's pack up.
Yes,
things that are just temporary.
She likes to make smoothies and stuff like so. I have made an area for her on the countertop in this, I call it her corner, you know, where she's got her like stuff in it. And I gave her a wicker basket to put some things in. So, but sometimes, and you know, the container method, if it gets too full and I start getting a little antsy. So sometimes I'll like rearrange it and help her out, you know, get some stuff if there's any kind of trash in it and I kind of fix it. But I don't want her to think that I'm trying to step on anyone's toes. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to be the stepmom that's like, oh my gosh. What are
yeah,
you
that's
doing?
Definitely an extra layer of things for sure. How is it? Like what is her response to that?
She seems to be okay with it, but there one time I accidentally threw out a science experiment that had a styrofoam cup, a Chick-fil-A cup with water in it, which I thought was just a random piece of trash. I threw it out and
right.
I didn't know it was a science project or something. I don't know. Anyways, my husband was baffled as well. We didn't know. I felt bad. I was like, oh dear. So yeah, and I've been known to like throw things out if I see that it might look old, like something in the freezer. And I threw out some frozen soup that someone gave her. Thought it was old because I didn't know how long it was in there. So, right. But I have given, she has the refrigerator in our kitchen. We bought another refrigerator to put in the garage.
Okay.
So we put all our stuff in there. There's a deep freezer. There's another freezer. It's like, we have plenty of freezers.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And she has her designated spaces that you're like,
she does now. Yes. That's worked out for everybody. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm just getting a little antsy when things start getting spilling over into, you know, our areas.
For sure. So, I mean, I think, you know, there's two ways to look at that. It sounds like you're handling it the best way possible, mm-hmm. which is to say, hey, this is, you know, designated space for you. I've mm-hmm. given you space, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be challenges along the way and mm-hmm. mistakes that are made. And I mean, you know, you apologize and go on, you know, like,
yes,
okay,
yes.
So, so here's a Sharpie. I'm going to put a Sharpie in mm-hmm. your basket so that you can label things. Cause I am so sorry that I threw that away. I mean, you know all that, but
yes.
It's tough because sometimes these types of situations you go, well, there really isn't a perfect solution. Like
there's really not. No.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're doing a great job of mm-hmm. respecting the other people who live there, but also, you know, acknowledging that this is what it takes. And tell me about, you said it took you some time to kind of help people understand to put things in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So like, tell mm-hmm. me how that went and how that could apply.
Well, you know, my husband will like to put like a glass or something in the dishwasher and it'll be empty. I'm just like, let's just make sure we don't have any dishes. I don't want to have to spend my time washing dishes when I come home from work. But everybody, I guess they saw the difference. Mm-hmm. What it made by not having a bunch of dishes in the sink and how it looked nicer. So everybody started doing it. So they have been very helpful and respectful in that. So that's been great. I don't have any problems anymore with the dishes, but long before I used your methods, it was quite a disaster. So it would take me about 30, 40 minutes just to pick stuff up around the house before I can even get into the other layer of cleaning, like you were talking about the layers of the house. But now that I've, you know, managed to declutter, and another thing is take it there now. I do that all the time and I try to lead by example. But before, there would be stuff, I'd be picking up papers and picking up dog toys, and the dogs don't pick up after themselves. and just little things, glasses here and there, and, you know, taking stuff out of people's bedrooms. And now I haven't had, it takes me less than 2 hours to clean as far as mopping floors and cleaning the bathrooms. I used to do it all in one day, but now I've managed to make a different routine where I do bathrooms one day and the floors one day because, you know, I needed a life too.
Exactly.
So it's worked for everybody. And when I go out of town, sometimes to go take care of my grandson, because I forgot I'm a nana, I will be gone for like a week. And I'm thinking, the first time I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to come back in my house? Going to be a disaster because I'm not there to like oversee things or whatever. But I was surprised when I came home and they stayed in the routine of the dishes being washed. And all in all, I was pretty satisfied with not coming home to a disaster. It could have been really bad before your methods would have been really
that's
bad.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry I don't have a perfect answer for your situation.
Yeah, that's a Dr. Phil show.
The reality is the only thing you can do is what you can do. Mm-hmm. Like that's all you can control is what you can do. And so even going with the whole texting,
yes,
and texting a picture and saying, hey, I'm cleaning up over here. You know, is there anything that is important that I need to keep? Or can I just throw away what I think is trash? You know,
right.
I mean, so like, you know, just that kind of communication, but mm-hmm. I mean, that's imperfect as well. And then, you know, and then there's whole layers of things. And so I don't know. I always feel like I'm not a mental health professional. But also, there's no quick fixes to these types of things, but it sounds like you're doing a great job. It really does. So I'm just going to say you're doing great.
Well, thanks to your methods, I am. Before, I would never have. I've even had to use your methods to help with other things as far as my daughter's house. Mm-hmm. When I go and help her, because she's got a, you know, he's not even two yet, and she's pregnant. She's going to have another one in July. So I got to go down there and help her get control of the situation before mm-hmm. all, you know, what breaks loose. So, I'll go down there. But I had to, you know, help her with the toys, you know, decluttering toys and, you know, but of course, when I get there, as soon as I walk in the door, I see dishes and I start doing the dishes, but that's just how I am. I do it at work too. I'm a nanny, so I'll go to their house. There's four kids that live there, and I'm going, first thing I do is I look, there's dishes in the sink, and I start doing the dishes.
And I bet you they love you for that.
Yeah. And I help out with their laundry, so that's I can great. Find the stuff that they need, because they're twin girls. They're like nine and they have ballet and lacrosse and all these different things, and I've got to make sure I can find all of their stuff. So I do. It does incorporate into other parts of my life as well.
That's great. I love it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening, because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So what's the other thing you want to talk about?
The garage. Now, the garage is something that I have cleaned out this thing so many times. We've decluttered. My husband put some shelves up and things like that. But unfortunately, there's still stuff on the floor. Now, I have managed to give any kid who has left anything, you know, the adult children, my daughter moved out and there's a box. I've labeled a box for each of them. One box is all they get. One box. And when that box is full, nothing is going in. They're going to have to come and get something because I'm not, we were paying $100 a month in storage to store other people's things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I didn't want them in the garage. So I just got rid of a bunch of stuff in the garage and took, you know, whatever was in the storage brought back. So I'm like, okay, someone's got to come and get this stuff. It's just a bunch of random things. Now I started a woodworking project and finishing a table and that's in the garage. And now I'm like, I got to take that out. I got to finish this project. But other than that, it's just like tools, seasonal items, stuff, you know, Christmas things, just like I said, other people's things that were in there. But every time I clean it, it just comes back into the same clutter again.
So you said your husband put up shelves.
He put up some shelves. He hasn't finished putting all of them up, but we still have some stuff. And the stuff on the floor is really just like bikes. You know, kitty litter box, a little robot, and just random things. Like, I don't even know what to do with that. That's one thing that I have really struggled with the most also is my garage. So now I'm trying to come up with solutions. So
what is the function of the garage?
It's just the
primary function.
Pretty much a storage. Are you kidding me? No, this is Florida. Nobody works in their garage hardly at all here. It's mostly storage because there's not basements or anything like that.
Yeah, we don't have.
It's just, but most of the time it's just storage. Okay. I wish we could park a car in the garage, but then we'd be fighting over who's going to park in the garage. So that wouldn't go well.
So you do view it as storage. That is its function.
Yes, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So that means that accessibility is everything. Like that's the number one thing. And yet you said the issue is things still being on the floor.
Yes.
So, I mean, if there are shelves up, the shelves that are up are the container. So it's the matter of things, does it deserve a spot on the shelf or not? And if it doesn't deserve a spot on the shelf, unless it's something like the kitty litter box.
That's a good question.
Whatever.
Does it deserve a spot?
Yeah, then it's like, okay, there can be a part of the garage that has floor stuff, but it can't be floor stuff everywhere. And that can't block you from getting to the shelves, you know?
Right, so
it's that matter of viewing the shelves, the entire garage is the container. And I don't know if you've seen, sounds like you're real familiar with things, but like,
yes,
there was, when I went to Warner Brothers Studio, and we went to their prop storage and it was
amazing. Gosh.
Right.
Wow.
Like but what struck me was the accessibility of everything. Nothing was piled. Nothing was shoved. It was tons of shelving, and it was kind of a maze, but it was a purposeful maze. And the whole thing was you could walk to right in front of an item and take it off the shelf without having to move anything.
So
even though they literally probably, I mean, I don't know, in the blog post from years ago, it might actually have the square footage, but in my mind, we're talking like tens of thousands of square feet.
Oh, wow.
Storage of just interesting things, you know, everything.
Yeah, but everything had a place.
Yeah. Huh. And every single thing had a place. And the thing that struck me was it was like, yes, it's stored, but if it is being stored if it deserves to be stored, that means it's going to be used at some point. And so therefore it has to be accessible. Like, things behind other things, things that are like, you're going to forget about it because you can't see it back there, whatever.
Yes.
And as far as, it sounds like you're doing the right thing as far as giving each of the kids a tub and this is what we'll keep for you. I've done that with my own son. You know, and some of those tubs are stackable and, you know, that can be its own spot, but it's like, it needs to be accessible so that when they come over, it's easy instead of, because, you know, I know for me, I'm like, oh yeah, your tub's out there. Well, I'm overwhelmed to go out there. They don't even have any, you know, understanding. And so they're overwhelmed and they're not going to, you know, be willing to go out and actually deal with their thing. But yeah, I think it's that realizing that floor space is not storage unless that something has to be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just that one in, one out, which is really hard.
Yes.
But also helpful because it makes me go, oh yeah, no, this is a great thing. And it's a thing that, where would I look for it? Well, I'd look for it in the garage. Okay. But if there's not room for it, then I can't have it, you know? So it kind of gives mm-hmm. me that out in that.
Yeah. We've had to do a lot of the one in, one outs. My husband was bringing him stuff whenever his mom, they were cleaning out her storage units. She had three storage units when his dad passed away. And anyways, he would bring home a few things and I got it organized and what I could do in there. And I was like, okay, well, if you bring something in, you're going to take something out.
Yes.
But things just started coming in anyway. And then I just like threw my hands up in the air and said, oh my gosh, I just can't deal with this. But, yeah, but the one in, one out rule, I do that with like when I get something, I buy something, like I have to get rid of something in my kitchen. Like, and if I buy some kind of, someone gave me something like a bread machine, and then now the bread machine doesn't even work. So now I got to get rid of that. Yeah. So yeah, so one in, one out.
The stuff that came in from your husband's mother's mm-hmm. storage unit, did that go into the garage?
Yes, it did. Okay. It did go into the garage. Yeah, it is.
Okay. So that's a matter of like, again, it's kind of like what you're doing with your daughter and with your mm-hmm. Stepdaughter
mm-hmm.
of the, this is the space and mm-hmm. I'm going to help you out with this space, however I possibly can, you know? So it's mm-hmm. like when you and your husband, which would probably need to be right now as we're recording February, because it's about to mm-hmm. get hot again, right? Where
yes, yes.
I know for me, it's like once it hits a certain time of year, there's no garage work that can be
no, done. I know.
But just, you know, hey, let's take an hour or let's take 30 minutes, mm-hmm. knowing that we're only going to do the, you know, the no mess and say, okay, we need to get stuff off the floor. Even if that's our goal, we need to get stuff mm-hmm. off the floor. So let's put the most important thing up there first.
Mm-hmm.
Just that process starts to, especially with other people, because you're not saying, what do you want to get rid of out of this? It's never going to be all up there. You know what I mean? Like that's starting out. That's well, it is. It's because it's the natural thing to say. You're like, let's get rid of all, you know, it's like, okay, we're in here. In his mind, mm-hmm. every single thing in there is important, or he wouldn't have.
Yeah, sentimental right? issues. Yeah, sentimental right. things that he got from his dad. Yeah.
Right. And so say, because we have this great in our face container concept mm-hmm. thing. We don't have to explain any of that to him.
Right.
But just to say, hey, let's get stuff off the floor. So let's put your favorite things up there first to make sure that they really get a spot up there without explaining all the way out mm-hmm. how this is going to go and he's going to have to get rid of stuff and we can't have stuff on the floor. And Dana said that Warner Brothers Studio has a better, you know, like we don't go into that, but we do just say, let's put your favorite thing up there first. So we make mm-hmm. sure it gets a spot.
Okay.
And then one by one. And again, it's that if he starts to get overwhelmed and shut down because these are emotional items for him, then you're like, sure, we can stop because you're no worse off than you were before. You're better off.
Yeah, that's true. And he's gotten pretty good about, you know, letting things go. So he realized, okay, we really do. Because I was tempted to the point where I just wanted to downsize to a sailboat because I was just like, we have a sailboat. And I'm just like, you know what? That would be a nice life just to live on a sailboat for a year and just get rid of everything and then just, you know, focus us on our lives. But that's not going to happen because we have another one in college that has another year and we have two dogs and two cats and I'm no way going to live on a boat with two dogs and two cats.
Well, but I think what you just said though, is he has gotten so much better about this,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know? And so
yeah.
I don't know how long that stuff's been in the garage, but he is better. Nobody looks forward to decluttering. I mean, I'm sure there are
no. people,
but yeah. like, he's probably never going to be the one to bring it up, but he is better at it. And even yeah. though, but you're still going to go into it and just say, let's put your favorite things up there first. Most likely just the act of looking for favorite things
mm-hmm.
will reveal a lot of dead donations and trash and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's like, let's just focus on that and be willing to stop at any moment. Cause we haven't made it any worse. We've only made it a little bit better here and there. You know, with the goal of clearing the floor so that everything can be processed. you know.
Right. That sounds like a really good plan.
That's what I would do.
Sounds like that sounds great.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, what's another
situation? Oh, yeah, the other situation. Well, when my daughter moved out, we turned this into the guest bedroom because people come and stay. We're in Florida. They want to go to the beach.
Yeah.
So I moved. He moved into my craft room because, anyways, it was was my daughter's bedroom for one time. And then he decided to put his office in there, whatever. Anyway, so now I have to share my craft room with my husband, with his office. So that can be challenging. I have everything from like a Cricut to I have too many supplies. So I had to go through and get rid of some stuff, but I still have some projects that I'm working on that some weren't quite finished yet, but I have to stop what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm just sharing that space together, just things here and there and people, okay. You know, plus the washer and dryer in there too.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's a lot. Yeah. Okay, so he works from home full time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that is where he is, what, 8 to 5 or something?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Okay. And then I have my craft stuff in there too, so.
Okay, and you use that space on what?
I use it for writing the book. I had to, you know, write my book in there and stuff like that. And we have gotten better about being able to manage things. But at first it was quite, but now it's just like my craft stuff. I'm sure it gets in his way, you know, whatever. He probably gets annoyed when I turn my Cricut machine on when he starts a meeting, or because it can get pretty loud. Yeah. And then I don't like a lot of like trash, any kind of like paper towels. Like he likes a bunch of little paper towels and lay them here and there around the house, and it drives me nuts. But I'm
that
constantly
like just normal marriage.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, are you using this? Like, I'll take someone drink something, and if they're gone for like 5 minutes, that somehow I'll pick it up and take it to the kitchen. I do that a lot as well, and I know it drives him nuts. But just trying to keep, you know, how do you keep clutter? You know, all of the craft stuff. Now that it can be overwhelming because I really did have a lot of craft stuff, and I still do. I have cleaned my closet out at least 3 times in the past 3 months, trying to take things out. Do I really need this? Do I really need that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like I'm going to say something that you don't want to hear, and I don't like to.
Oh, you can say whatever you want.
Well, I mean, the reality is he's working in there 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's primary function is to be an office.
Right.
Not that your craft stuff can't be stored in there.
Right.
Not that
right.
It can't be a place where, not that you can't go to his office
mm-hmm.
to do your crafts when, you know, on nights and weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the defining the room video that I did.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So it's a real true mindset shift. And it does not mean that a room can't have multiple functions.
Right.
But I think it actually helps to make multiple function rooms work where calling it, I know you'd mentioned you called it a crafis. You know.
Yes.
but, you know, I mean, like that, I love that, you know, creativity and everything of calling it that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, functionally,
yeah,
it's causing frustration for him.
Yes.
For you. Like there's just a lot of frustration here because it's trying to be two things.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can be his office, which, you know, just if we look at the container concept and time.
Yes. So his should be between 8 and 5. And I try not to do any like noisy crafting anyways. And most of the time during the day, I don't really have time to craft because
right.
I'll be doing other things as far as taking dogs for a walk. Sometimes I have to run errands and things like that. But if he's definitely in a meeting, I definitely don't want to go in there. But we do have dogs that go and harass him. Like, he'll start barking. I have a little shih tzu who likes to beg for milk bones. But especially when he's in the middle of a meeting, he'll start. And then we have a big dog, an English Springer Spaniel, who likes to scratch on the door all the time to go outside.
Yeah.
All day long it goes on. So that's the bad thing about working from home.
It is. I mean, it's a definite challenge, right? So I'm not even saying like you can't do your thing in there.
Right.
You know? I mean, obviously he, you know, doesn't sound like he's really complained about it. So it's probably,
but
it is like a matter. It is a matter of this is its primary function. It is an office, and it's causing frustration because you still think of it as your craft room.
Yes.
I'm looking at where you are right now and I'm going, okay, this is a room that does need to function as a guest room. Okay. But is it a place where you could have your craft storage be in his office and then think, and then maybe a small table in the closet of this guest room to where it's not affecting the function of the guest room. Like it's not keeping it from being a guest room.
Right.
But you pull out the table when you want to do a craft, you go get your supplies.
That sounds like a good idea just to put my Cricut machine in here because it's portable. You can move it anywhere and you can use, you know, that does sound like a good idea. And we don't really have a whole lot of guests. Like we really don't have a whole lot of guests that come. So it really wouldn't be.
But it needs to be available. You've got.
Yeah, but it's always going to be available. Like you said, in the closet when I can, you know, some of his musical equipment's in there, but we can rearrange that. So
So it's not like, it's not that you would turn this into a guest room / craft room.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely not.
It's a guest room. His office is an office, but you store your craft stuff in his office. And then when he's not on a call and you can do it, okay, then you do it in there. But you also have another place that means that I absolutely can go do my crafts. Get my supplies and then I pull out. Like there's these little tables and I'm not sure how big of a table you need for what you do, but they fold in half. I don't know. Maybe you've seen them, but fold in half to where they kind of end up being a little bigger than what I think of as an old fashioned briefcase, you know, and like maybe twice the size or three times the size of a TV tray kind of a thing, but they fold to be really, really small. I actually got one for my brother for his birthday one year because he's kind of hard to buy from. And I was like, yeah, buy four. I mean, and so I got him one and he was like, where did you get this? This is the most useful thing in the world. And he even said, he was like, I didn't really know what to think when you got it for me. But then I like have realized it's the best gift I've ever gotten because it's so incredibly useful. So like Walmart has them, Amazon has them, but I like to get it at Walmart because I could actually picture how big it is, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something that folds up small so that you're like, I can do this in here.
Right.
And easily put it away. And everything has a place. Everything has a place.
Absolutely.
I have a place to go back, you know, so that when I'm having a guest, all I have to do is take that and, you know, put it.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. I never thought about that. So that's definitely something to take in consideration. So, because that would fit perfectly in here and then I could just fold it up and put it away. So, yeah. And that way he wouldn't have to hear the cricket. Because like if you're using the knife blade, it cuts, it takes about 14 passes to cut through something. And it is pretty loud.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not cracking,
true.
So
I wasn't until COVID came along.
Then
I got crafty. My daughter and I bought a Cricut machine and we started using it. So,
but yeah, I mean, I think it's that matter of naming the space, but acknowledging that doesn't mean you can't do something else there as long as it does not inhibit it from functioning as its primary thing. So
when someone comes in here, like, hey, your craft stuff's all over the place. No, definitely want to have all that stuff put away. So, good idea. Thanks.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
I think that was about it. All the stuff that, you know, that we went through and things like that. But Woo. Other than my sister's eBay room, which I got to help her with that because she's like, I was telling her about your situation with your eBay room you had, but she has a basement and she nothing but eBay stuff in this one room. Well, one day she sold something and she had no idea where it was. My nephew and I went down there and looked and I'm like, oh boy, we got a problem. I was like, I wouldn't put anything for listing until you got this straightened out. So I'm supposed to go down there and help her with that. But yeah, that's just helping other people. That's what I like to do, help other people declutter as well. So I
That's
am
great.
so thankful that I came across your book. And I think I found it at the library. And
Oh,
then I saw
good.
also one of your videos. And then that's how I started. Then I joined the Kindred Spirits, which is I love because, other people, you can see what they're doing and no one's judging. No one's saying, hey, you shouldn't have that like that. Everybody has problems and everybody has different situations. So
I
very
always think of
supportive.
it, I think of it as nobody piles on. Do you know what I mean? Like we just celebrate, your wins and encourage you and answer questions if you ask them, but not otherwise. And it because so many times I feel like in a lot of situations, you're like, okay, I'm excited. I made this breakthrough. And people are like, oh, well, that's good, but you should also this, 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 and this. And we don't do that in there.
Yeah, thank God, because that's what starts a lot of stuff with people online. So you don't want to be, you don't want the judgment. You just want, hey, that looks great. So that's perfect.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great. It sounds like you've made huge improvements, and I'm excited to hear about just all that you have going
Yeah, and
on
I
and
really do appreciate being have the opportunity to have this advice session. So that's great. Being part of the Kindred Spirits, so that's great.
Yes. So I love the Kindred Spirits. It's one of my favorite places on the internet. For
Yes.
sure. So
And I love your podcast. I listen to it
thank you.
every time you get a new one coming out. I listen to
Thank
it.
you. I hope y'all enjoyed that conversation. I think it was a lot. I feel like I've been thinking a lot about defining a room lately and how that is how we have to think about it in every situation, but it's also very helpful in these shared space situations. So, all right. I hope you guys will have a great and lovely weekend, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.